Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, March 23rd, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off this week, Apple has updated Siri to provide new responses to questions about COVID-19. The virtual assistant now includes answers from the CDC and other sources when asked about the virus. For instance, if you ask Siri something like, "Do I have coronavirus?" it will walk you through a series of questions. Siri will ask if you're experiencing COVID-19 symptoms, and if those symptoms are deemed life-threatening, it'll recommend that you call 911. Otherwise, the questionnaire recommends to stay home and avoid contact with other people. According to Apple, the answers are sourced from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the U.S. Public Health Service. As of right now, the questionnaire flow is only available in the United States, and it's unclear if Apple has plans to expand it elsewhere. Apple is also promoting telehealth applications in the App Store when a user asks about coronavirus. The goal here is to make sure that people know they can get help from licensed physicians from home if they're experiencing any sort of symptoms. And as we said last week, the App Store is expediting COVID-19 applications from reputable sources to ensure the credibility of health and safety information in the App Store. But Apple's coronavirus response efforts don't stop there. In a press briefing this weekend, Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, announced that Apple is donating upwards of 2 million N95 masks to health professionals amid the COVID-19 outbreak. The United States healthcare system is estimated to need up to 3.5 billion masks, depending on how bad the pandemic becomes. In the last week, regulations around the manufacturing of industrial masks have been relaxed, allowing companies like Apple to help make them without the fear of liability. And on Twitter this weekend, Tim Cook added that Apple is also donating and helping source supplies for healthcare professionals in Europe as well. Apple's initiative to help source supplies is its latest contribution to helping the fight against coronavirus. As of March 13th, Apple said that it had committed $15 million in donations to help relief efforts around the world. But it's also matching all employee donations at a 2-to-1 ratio, so that number is likely even higher now. Apple is also promoting a video from the White House Coronavirus Task Force explaining why things like social distancing are so important. This video has been prominently featured in the App Store, iTunes, Apple Music, and on Apple.com. And Apple stores outside of Greater China remain closed until further notice to help reduce the spread of COVID-19. In other news today, Apple's Find My application will include new features in iOS 14, according to an early build of iOS 14 obtained by 9to5Mac. Find My is Apple's standalone app on iPhone, iPad, and Mac for locating lost devices and sharing location with friends and family. Starting with iOS 13 last year, Apple combined Find My iPhone and Find My Friends into one app, merging device tracking and location sharing. And now that merge is complete, iOS 14 will bring even more features. With iOS 14, there will be a new notification feature for the location sharing part of Find My. Specifically, the updated app will include a new option to receive an alert when someone doesn't arrive at a specific location at a scheduled time of day. Find My already includes the ability to receive alerts when someone arrives at a location like school or work. The new option to receive alerts when someone doesn't arrive at a location on time should result in fewer notifications for things like parents tracking kids arriving at school. The new alert options will also include being notified when a contact leaves a location before a set time. For example, you can be notified if you expect your child to be at school until a specific time of day, but they end up leaving early. The new Find My app will also let users create these notifications to alert contacts based on their own location, as well as new location alerts that can be customized to specific days of the week. And last but not least, Apple's Find My app in iOS 14 will also work with augmented reality headsets. We don't really know the specifics here just yet, but ARKit, which is Apple's augmented reality developer framework, includes a headset mode in the upcoming software update. And furthermore, users will be able to visually locate using augmented reality for more precise directions from close locations, including locating lost Apple AirTag item trackers. So using AR, you'll be able to see in the real world where your lost devices are when they're attached to an Apple AirTag. You can keep up with all of our iOS 14 exclusives at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.